Welcome to the podcast where relationships, confidence, and determination all converge into an amazing heartfelt experience. This is Speaking from the Heart.
Welcome back to episode number 101 of Speaking from the Heart. And before I go any further, I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for allowing me to be with you through 100 episodes and counting. It has been not only a shower of love and support from many of my listeners like you, but it's been a humbling experience to continue on this journey doing this podcast. And I want to thank all of you for being part of that celebration. And if you didn't get a chance, take a listen to the special 100th episode that just aired not all that long ago. But today, it's about finding our identity now that we're past those 100 episodes and getting ready to face that ever-changing world. Because it's time. It's time to re-look at everything that we've been doing up to this point and find the things that help identify who we are at its core. Because in this world, we have many different distractions that we face. They often outnumber us in more ways than one. Not only do we choose who we identify what we are in terms of not only our skill sets and our knowledge, but it's really at the core what we believe in, what we're aspiring to become, and what we ultimately want to achieve as a whole. I would have never thought that I would be able to achieve over 100 episodes if it wasn't for the undying support of you, the listeners. But also, I have to look at the fact that it was the commitment for me of what was a 90-day experiment starting this podcast turned into something much more for me, you, and for the many others that will continue the impact. But if you don't know what that identity is, and if you haven't even set out for yourself what that would look like, you're going to have a lot of problems trying to figure out how to adapt in this ever-changing world. If you're not working on those things that are supposed to help you pave that path forward, you will always have difficulty adapting and changing in this ever-changing world. And finally, if you have those thoughts and those distractions and those things that are uncertain as to what you should be actually doing, plaguing your life time and time again, you will never be able to adapt, let alone be able to evolve in this ever-changing world. So with all those things said, today's episode is really about exploring not only those consistent things that we love doing in our life, but actually trying to find the things that we love in all the right places. But it all starts with us. What is that identity? What is it that we're actually trying to achieve? What is it that we really want to desire to have at the end of the day? Is it love? Is it money? Is it purpose? The purpose is really what I want to focus on today, because the other two things, love and money, are just byproducts of the overall things that you are working on in your own life. If we think about it, the ways in which we're able to jumpstart our careers, our paths moving forward, really start from what is our purpose? What are the things that allow us to drive into work every day? Might lead our business for that matter, or even the things that we take care of with our children. Those are the things that are helping us to grow, to keep moving forward, to push away those deep, dark, disgusting feelings that sometimes get in our own way, which we've already talked about in a very coarse language episode way before we got to this point. But with those things in mind, have you ever written down what you truly are leading in this world? Companies do that all the time. They always are reinventing themselves in the ways in which they're able to serve that purpose. And yeah, the same purpose might be always the same. McDonald's, for example, is always going to be providing you that perfect type of cheeseburger, that perfect type of hamburger and french fry that you might enjoy and even consume on a daily basis. And yes, there are people that consume Big Macs on a daily basis. Ever heard of Donald Gortsky? The gentleman that actually goes to McDonald's every single day and has at least two Big Macs? Two of them? There are people that are really religious about having their Big Macs, and maybe that is what they want to do to lead that purpose-driven life. But companies like McDonald's can provide that satisfaction. How about Nike? I know I'm wearing a pair of those shoes all the time. Nike, just do it. Absolutely, I will just do it as long as I put on my shoes and be able to walk out the door and conquer the world with whatever is set forth as the aspirations that I want to achieve. But I need to have my pair of sneakers on. But yet, at the same time, those taglines and those items that we think about all come from a mission, a vision, even a value or values, for that matter, that relate to their underpinning of why they're in business in the first place. Heck, look at me. The Your Speaking Voice LLC, the business that I started as a result of even this podcast existing in the first place, has its own mission and has its own values in order to keep on moving forward. Our mission, to not only have that voice in this ever-changing world, but our values, relationships, confidence, determination, all help to converge into not only this podcast, but also into what my clients work on a day-to-day basis. It's about overcoming those obstacles, which is what my purpose is as part of this business. But even I, Joshua Smith, your podcast host, has a different type of purpose that although aligns with the business, because I'm the owner of it, but I also have other things that I have that I enjoy the most. I love working on myself. I love reading. I love hiking. I love being able to learn new things, explore new opportunities, be able to travel. All these different things are different types of purposes, but they all have a singular idea in mind. That idea is that I want to be able to continue to foster that growth and that sustainability in my life so that I will never fall into the hole that I fell into over 4 years ago now. But even with those things said, finding that identity, especially for people that are not thinking about it on a day-to-day basis, might be really intimidated by having a mission, a vision, or even values for that matter. But if you really think about it, if you start with the values, the mission and the vision of your whole life will be written out for you to consume. It will allow you to share it with others, and it will allow you to be able to connect with other people where you might have never been able to connect before. Now, why is that all important? I think that people, especially nowadays, go through life without having that purpose in mind. That purpose keeps changing all the time because not only things happen for a reason, but the things that consume us, that drive us away, that make us feel that we're inadequate, they're always moving in different ways. They become moving targets for that matter. Being able to help us not be distracted, to not be challenged, to make sure that we surround ourselves with that consistent pattern of success in our life really means identifying what are the values that we stand for. And those can be even emotions for that matter. If you haven't been doing this, follow along with me. Get out a sheet of paper. Pause the episode and bring up a Word document on your computer as you continue to listen to this. Even get out your phone and have me on speaker as we lay this out. Because it's really important, especially if you're not living in those affirmation statements, those things that are making up who you are on a day-to-day basis. Being able to wake up to them or even go to bed with them and reading them before you go to bed or when you get up and you actually read these statements can help you stay on track. Think about this first. On the sheet of paper or on the document that you have up, write down all the values that you represent yourself with. It could be that you're courageous. It could be that you are thoughtful. It could be that you're emotional, which emotional in itself could be negative, but if you think about it, it could be positive. And that's what we really want to have, which is positive affirmations about who we are as not only our values, but also the principles that we stand by. It could be even thinking about how you are detail-oriented, especially if you are a very analytical, data-oriented person. Maybe you're creative. Maybe you are able to have art that you can draw up, whether that's through a sketch, stick figures, whatever the case might be. Write down all those different values that whether you see them or other people see in you, write them down so that you have them available for yourself to start figuring out who you are as that value-driven person. After you have those ideas of those values down, start to formulate them into a sentence or two. Even if you have to write several sentences to start out to narrow down to one to two sentences, that's what's really important. but we want you to work on your mission statement. Now, a mission statement is usually short and succinct in order for us to understand what is it that they're trying to achieve. What is it that they're in business for? For your situation, being an individual, why are you here on this earth? What makes you purpose-driven? If you can start to answer some of those types of questions, you'll be able to write that easily in 1 to 2 sentences. And even if you struggle with it, get an idea or two down and share it with someone that really knows you and understands you very well so that they can affirm whether you are on the right track or not. Finally, that vision statement. Vision statements are, where can I see myself in the future? You can define it whether that's for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever that number is. It could be even a year from now. Write down that vision statement as to what is it that you want to achieve in no more than 1 to 2 sentences as well. So if you have to write a large vision statement of where you need to be, start to narrow down to the core as to what you're actually trying to be down the road. Now, you have your values, you have your mission, and you have your vision. That is your identity. Or is it? I have done this exercise so many times in my life, especially as I was reinventing myself 4 years ago. Now, I didn't write that down at the time, and I really kicked myself because I should have. But as I've gotten older, and more wiser for that matter, I have started to contemplate what would it look like to track this. Because it could be, as of today, in 2024, that I am thinking this. But in 2025, I might have a completely different perception. And it would be nice to see where that has changed from where it was to where it is in the future. That helps to show what kind of progress you've made, along with holding yourself accountable for all the things that often change when it comes to evolving into growing. Or in some cases, maybe not feeling too good about yourself and also how you're doing as a whole. I think that sometimes we think about all these things as being really overwhelming. But being overwhelmed with it is totally okay from the start. It is supposed to be very difficult to find that identity, to find that purpose. And that means that sometimes you might have to go on a long walk to figure out what is it that you feel about yourself inside so that you can radiate that to others. Because that's really what this is about. Being able to radiate yourself to others because you know your identity and you know that you have confidence in that identity to keep moving forward. Do not sacrifice the quality or the quantity of what you provide to others. Finding your identity, especially when this world changes, allows you to set in stone the important aspects that you will never sway on. And even if you do sway on them, you at least have a benchmark that you can look back to so that you don't feel like you're neglecting yourself or that progress that you're going to make. We are in a world in which finding that identity sometimes means mixing ourselves with politics, maybe mixing ourselves with religion, maybe mixing ourselves with something that is really toxic that maybe we shouldn't be doing. Drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever those things are, we have to figure out what are the things that will allow us to align with the universe. As some of my guests have even put it, how do you take those teams along with that energy patterns to help accumulate into what you can manifest as that identity too? All of us exhibit some sort of energy level that if we don't take notice to what that energy level is, we will struggle not only as somebody trying to work on a relationship, but also trying to find the confidence and determination to keep going forward, to keep feeling like you are somebody worth noting. But it isn't about knowing what other people think of you or your status. It's about what you feel inside. And I tell my clients that it's so important to pay attention to the energy that you have. But what is it that you are really trying to showcase? What is it that you're trying to do to help create not only that life that you want to live, but that voice that you're trying to have also? This world is a very tough place to live in, and I can never underestimate the fact that for many of you, you take it in stride with so many different things that you have going on. And probably the last thing you're thinking is, why would I ever write something like this down? Why would I ever share something like this with somebody else that would help me to identify and create those best opportunities in my life? Well, it all boils down to this. With all these distractions, we can lose our way very easily. It reminds me so much of the poem that was given to me by my therapist about really how our lives can fall and then be picked back up. If you really think about it, in the way in which how things happen for a reason. And so, to end this episode, let me read to you a very important poem, which is called An Autobiography in Five Short Chapters by Portia Nelson. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I still don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. It isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's habit. It is my fault. I know where I am. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down a different street. Do you want to be in chapters 1 through 3? Or do you want to be maybe even chapter 4? Or maybe you want to be chapter 5? I think finding our identity sometimes means that we fall in deep holes and we think that we can never get out. But if you're like this person, who's able to find out what is going on and be able to sideswipe it, maybe even just walk around it overall, I think they're living the best version of their lives. And I think that they're figuring it out. It doesn't mean that you have to have all the answers today. Because even as this poem I just read to you even says, it's about sometimes feeling that sense of helplessness, falling in that same trap over and over again, and knowing that although you might be at fault, you're still getting yourself back up. Because if you want to really jumpstart your plan, whether that is something as your goals or even your aspirations, it all starts with what your purpose is. And leading a purpose-driven life, especially with a mission, vision, and values, not only will help you to adapt in this ever-changing world, but will help you create that pattern, that successful life that you will lead, because they will believe in you just as much as I've already believed in you since the very beginning. Your identity means so much more than you might never, ever realize until now. I can't wait to see some of what your goals are because you have worked on your identity. And your identity is worth more than what money or even love could ever assign. Thanks for listening to episode number 101 of Speaking from the Heart. And I look forward to hearing from your heart very soon.
Thanks for listening. For more information about our podcast and future shows, search for Speaking from the Heart to subscribe and be notified wherever you listen to your podcasts. Visit us at www.yourspeakingvoice.biz for more information about potential services that can help you create the best version of yourself. See you next time.